Welcome back to Quick Bits. Lawnards, you once again made my live streams the number one place to watch live trial coverage, and I am absolutely blown away. And you've been loving the daily summaries of the Rust trial on the Quick Bits channel, and I'm happy to bring you a summary now that we are at the end of the trial about what went down with the State versus Hannah Gutierrez. And I did drop a non-Rust trial podcast this past week, covering the Scandoval lawsuit of it all. Let's just get into it. I'm legal analyst Emily D. Baker. This is the Quick Bits, where I break down just the main points of the pop culture and entertainment cases I'm currently covering on YouTube and the Emily Show podcast. Let's get into it. First, the 10-day Rust trial came back with a verdict in less than 2 hours. And when they interviewed one of the jurors, we understood why. That juror worked at the local Los Alamos nuclear facility and had a commercial driver's license and talked about how important safety is to all of the work that he does. And I had to wonder how many jurors in this location in New Mexico felt the same way. Because at the end of the day, what the state proved in the trial, even though they added a lot of stuff that I think they could have cut. But at the end of the day, they proved that Hannah was the armorer. She was responsible for loading the gun. They had very strong circumstantial evidence that the ammo on set that ended up containing the live round was ammunition that Hannah herself brought onto set. And the best witness the state put up by far was Hannah. Her police interviews were the strongest evidence against her because there wasn't much her defense attorney could do to argue that she wasn't responsible for these guns, that Sarah Zachary was also loading guns. Because what she told police in her interviews were, safety is my responsibility. That's my job. And I wish I would have checked them more. And I was using this box of ammo specifically. And then that box was tested and found to contain live rounds. But that box also didn't match any of the ammo from PDQ Arm and Prop, where Seth Kinney brought the prop dummies and blanks and weapons onto set. The state also showed photographs of Hannah with the ammo from the box that contained the live rounds days before Seth Kinney brought the dummy rounds onto set. And with all of that evidence, it's hard to overcome, even though this trial clearly pointed out failings on this production, clearly pointed out failings of Alec Baldwin, of Dave Halls, the first AD in charge of safety, who wasn't holding safety meetings, who took a plea deal for 6 months of unsupervised probation, but I digress. There were clearly failings on this set to allow this to happen. And it wasn't just one. If Hannah had failed to do her job, but Baldwin hadn't pulled the trigger, this wouldn't have happened. If Dave Halls had done the safety briefings after the negligent fires of the weapon days prior to this fatal shooting, maybe this wouldn't have happened. There are a lot of links in the chain that failed to lead to the death of Helena Hutchins. But Hannah Gutierrez was one of the links in the chain, and that's why the jury convicted her in under 3 hours of involuntary manslaughter, but they acquitted her and found her not guilty on the tampering with evidence charge, which I always maintained was a weaker charge, was a charge that I didn't like, and it felt like a reach to prove that at some point she may have had cocaine in her hotel room. It doesn't really go to whether or not she did her job on set that day. And we saw a lot of the evidence that's going to come up against Alec Baldwin, and I will do a full deep dive episode about the state's evidence against Alec Baldwin we had not seen before. But the state's professional armorer, Brian Carpenter, was a fantastic witness for the state, talked about Hannah's job, talked about gun safety, but also reiterated it's not the actor's job to check the weapon, yet also maintained that you do not ever point the barrel of a gun at something you do not wish to destroy. And I think that's going to be the state's main argument when the Baldwin trial starts in July. Yes, I will be covering it. So what happens next for Hannah Gutierrez? Right after the guilty verdict, she was remanded into custody by the job after little fighting by her defense attorney to keep her out of custody. And the defense attorney said he could sentence her sometime in April, though the judge was saying, I'm available earlier. Originally, her defense attorney had said May. I was like, she's getting remanded the first week of March. And you're sitting there being like, yeah, we'll come back in 2 months. I was frankly quite surprised, not by the verdict, but by the remand and by her attorney saying, yeah, we could sentence her in May. No, sir, she would like to know what's going to happen. So there will be a sentencing hearing set for some time in April. We will see what the judge will do then. She is facing a maximum of 18 months in state prison. She will probably get less than that with some form of supervised probation, but this charge will restrict her from using guns for the rest of her life and will restrict her from voting and other rights now that she's been convicted of a felony. And often at the end of a trial, it still doesn't feel like a full resolution because it doesn't bring back Helena Hutchins. It doesn't change what happened on set. And I think everyone that watched the trial with me really wished that those on set would have done their jobs and kept everyone on set safe. I wonder if we will see changes in the unions in Hollywood and in Hollywood with regard to armorer training and making it very clear that the armorer has the responsibility to stop filming and shut down production if necessary, if things are unsafe. Because if they don't, I imagine any armorer on set is going to say, I am not going to end up in prison like Hannah Gutierrez. I am stopping this production or I am walking off. And I hope it empowers all of the crew that truly, if they see something unsafe, that they can remind production that this production on Rust is facing millions of dollars in civil lawsuits and their lead actor is also potentially facing prison. And I hope that it makes some changes to keep sets even safer. This is something that never should have happened. And speaking of things that never should have happened, in the scandal of it all, yes, Emily, we're switching right to pop culture. If you aren't familiar with Vanderpump Rules, I break down who all the players in this lawsuit are. But Rachel Levis has sued both Ariana Maddox and Tom Sandoval for invasion of privacy, for revenge porn, and for intentional infliction of emotional distress, among other causes of action. Though most of the lawsuit is a scathing indictment of Bravo, Andy Cohen, Lisa Vanderpump, James Kennedy, Sheena Shea, and others. Did they sling every bit of mud that they had in this lawsuit? Yes. Did they put enough in this pleading to survive a first run at a motion to dismiss? Probably. My thoughts on that lawsuit and the breakdown of all the causes surrounding it are in this past week's episode of The Emily Show. The reality reckoning rolls on with people raising concerns about what's going on set, what production covers for, and the behavior that is allowed to go on between cast members. I don't think this case will be thrown out immediately. I do think this case will settle down the road, but I think it was filed largely to bring these things to light in a way where you can't be sued for defamation. And litigation privilege is such that that's where we're at. Let me know your thoughts on the podcast. Let me know if the QuickBit trial summaries were helpful. A huge thank you to everyone on Team Baker for getting those done. I know not all of you can watch Gavel to Gavel trial streams. I don't expect you to at all. So I really hope those trial summaries helped you stay in the loop with what was going on with trial in a way that worked for you. And I would love to hear your feedback on that. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being a Law Nerd. This was the Quick Bits. Don't forget to download the Law Nerd app because we've got more live trials coming up in the next few months. It's going to be a very busy year of live trials. I love them. You love them. And there will be more. I will see you in the next one. You can stay up to date with everything I'm covering on our free iOS and Android app at lawnerdapp.com or search your app store for Law Nerd. And you can also follow me on social media at The Emily D. Baker. Remember, I stream on YouTube on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I recap all of that for you in Quick Bits on Monday. And of course, The Emily Show drops on Wednesdays. Thanks for being a Law Nerd.